Lord has put something on my heart for this week, and we're going to move into a series called The Great Invasion, that God sent His Son, and we celebrate it through this Christmas time. But it wasn't just God. In the Old Testament, God manifested His presence. There was a manifestation. But in the New Testament, there was an inhabitation where God came to live amongst people. And then in Revelations, it's all about the people living in the presence of God and Him Himself being the light. That God is great at visitation and He's great at manifestation, but His goal is always inhabitation. That's how He came to live in us. And I'm looking forward to that series for the Christmas. You know, you heard of this whole idea, and I'm going to shoot through this because I really want to pray for people this morning. And it's 4:15. And I was on the radio and I'd done a sermon in 60 seconds. You're having a hope. But you heard about this whole thing of the iCloud. Anyone hear that term? The iCloud. It's what Apple has brought out. It's a new, I guess it's Steve Jobs, one of his last things that he done before he's died. And it's the legacy. And basically what it is in layman sort of no understanding of all these terms, is that you can they have this big server and you can upload your data and your music and your photos, not onto your computer that's in your home, but you upload it into an account that they give you for iCloud. So it goes up into this cloud and you can be anywhere in the world with a device. It could be your phone, it could be your laptop, it could be someone else's laptop, and you log in and then you access what's in the cloud and you bring it down into where you're sitting. Incredible, isn't it? So you never have to have a computer if you don't need one, if you don't want one, that you can just get stuff, put it on the iCloud and access it through your mobile phone, through your laptop or your iPad or whatever it is that you have. Like, incredible stuff. So there's this cloud of information, this cloud that if you get on Google, you find all types of revelation, don't you? It's where it's like a box of whole nut or fruit and fiber, isn't it? There's everything up there. There's fruits and nuts and everything that puts stuff on the internet. And you can download anything like that from anyone that has a say, now have a platform to have their say. And that's good. And it's also very negative in lots of regards as well. But this iCloud idea of storing something up in this place where you can have revelation and you can encounter all types of things. But before there was the iCloud, there was the IAM cloud. Moses meets God in a bush and spent the rest of his time communicating to Him in a cloud. And when God met Moses in the bush, or Moses encountered God in the bush, he says to God, "Who will I say sent me?" He was sending them into the people of Israel to bring them out of captivity. He says, "Tell them I am sent you." And then from that moment on, when he brought them out of Egypt, that God would communicate, not now in a bush, but he would communicate in a cloud. And we're calling it not the I cloud, but the I am cloud, where there's all types of revelation, there's all types of wisdom, there's all types of incredible happenings that go on in the encountering God in His cloud. And God's passion is that we would be not just like Moses that go up a mountain, because we're different than Moses because of what happened at the cross. That we have access to the cloud every single moment we want it. We don't have to kill a calf. We don't have to have a sacrifice that was already accomplished. That we can go in and encounter God at any moment. God lives in bushes when He wants to. God makes His manifestation in buildings when He wants to. God makes His visitation to the clouds when He wants to. But He inhabits the hearts of people. So therefore, we have access to the cloud of God. And one of the things we have to make sure we don't fall into, that we follow the crowd and not the cloud. We can follow the crowd and miss the cloud. Oh, this is what everyone's doing in the clouds over there. This is what someone said somewhere in the world. And God is over here. And we can't just follow the crowd. We have to follow the cloud. But here was Moses' experience of God, in one of his experiences of God. Do you know God is not someone just to believed in, but God is someone to be experienced. He's not just a list of rules and theology that we believe in, that God is a person who we experience. That it's not just about beliefs, but it's about experiencing Him as well. And sometimes we sign up to the crowd. Oh, I believe A, B, C, D, and E, and we're with the crowd. Oh, well, we're all right. We believe A, B, C, and D. And we don't experience God. We don't experience His presence or His majesty. But anyway, the Lord then came down in the cloud and stood there with Moses. Moses had gone up to the mountain to meet with God. And God, it says here in Exodus 34, then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed this. He proclaimed his name. He says, as he passed in front of Moses, he proclaimed, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished, but he punishes them, even to the third and fourth generation. It says, Moses then bowed down at once and worshiped God. When Moses had the encounter with God in the cloud, that God went by him, he says, I'm the Lord, meaning there's nothing I cannot do. I made the heavens and the earth. He says, I'm slow to anger. So he was getting rid of any bad theology Moses had. I'm slow to anger. I'm abounding in love. I'm gracious and I'm compassionate. And my forgiveness goes and maintains, my love maintains to thousands. I even forgive the wicked. I even forgive rebellion. I even forgive sin. Thanks be to God. And when Moses had encountered God, he'd come down the mountain and his total countenance was different. His face was different. He was shining. He was somebody who carried the glory of God. You know when we say to someone in the negative, oh, your man lives in the clouds. Well, this guy actually did live in the cloud. And he came down out of the cloud after encountering God with the presence of God on him. So much so that the people that were down in the people of God that wasn't up on the mountain, he'd come down and they would say, Moses, get away from us. And Moses ended up having to go around with, like, I suppose the equivalent of a balaclava on him. It was a curtain he had to put around his head, but I suppose it was today we'd put a balaclava on him. He was ballied up when he came now at the presence of God. The people are like, what's going on, Moses? And he'd have to let the glory fade before he would take off the cloak around his face. He encountered God in the cloud, in the I am cloud. When there was something going on with the people, Moses would say, I cloud. When there was something going on and he didn't know what to do when the enemy was coming against him, he goes, I cloud, and he go up to the mountain. When he needed wisdom, I cloud. When he needed grace, I cloud. When he needed to give out, I cloud. He didn't give out to the people about the people. He gave out to God about God's people. He goes, I'm feeling bad about the people, I cloud. We have to watch we don't go with bad feelings to the crowd. We need to go to the cloud. Don't go to your friend with the gossip. Go to the cloud with the gossip. And see what God will say. See what the Lord has to say, because he always had something to say to Moses about his people. See, we have to watch we don't go with the crowd when God wants us to go to the cloud. You know what he says? Forgive them. See what he says? Yeah, I know they're dirty, rotten scoundrels, and so are you. And just the way I forgive you, I want you to forgive them. He's lovely. I love the way he catches his rabbi. He does. I love it. Go, come on up to the clouds. We go, oh, lovely Lord. Lord, see those people. There. Yeah, I know. But they're my people and I love them. And they're my body and I love them. And my son died for that person. Oh, yeah, Lord. And you come down from the eye cloud with grace. I grace. I forgive. I let go. No wonder the enemy never wants us in the cloud. No wonder our flesh never wants us to go to the cloud. It always wants us to go to the crowd. We get wisdom from man. Wisdom is good when it's godly wisdom. But when it's just man's wisdom, that's all you get is man's results. And it says that the cloud would move. And when the cloud moved, the people moved. When the cloud settled, the people settled. And we have to make sure that we're moving with the cloud of God. That we're not just moving with the crowd of God, we're moving with the cloud of God. Don't settle where God's not settled. Because where God is settled and where you settle, where God settles, that's where his covering is over you. It said he would be a cover in the daytime and a light in the nighttime. That's why the psalmist could say that he watches over me in the day and in the night. that I won't be disturbed by deadly pestilence in the day or deadly arrows in the night. Why? Because the Lord covers me. That's why it's important we settle where He settles. And that we go where He goes. Because that's where His covering is. And that's where His provision is. And that's where His protection is. And there's lots and lots of people all over the world that are running from the cloud. And that's when we settle for the cloud, when we're running from the cloud. We go, Lord, I want to settle here because I don't like the way that Phil Swan fella tells jokes. That's why all of them moved over there, look. But that's how fickle we are at times, guys. And we come out of God's covering. We're not settling where the cloud is settling. And here's what God put on my heart in the midst of all of this. I thought it was incredible. The secret of the cloud. There's secrets in the cloud. God says He shows His mysteries. Does anyone know mystery? He shares things with Moses like He shared with His friend. He tells His friends things in the cloud that He won't tell to the crowd that are just doing their own thing. That's why the call is always, spend time with God. Because He speaks to you like a friend. And I tell my friends things that I don't tell the crowds. I tell my friend the secrets of my heart that I don't tell the crowd. And God is the same. He will tell you the secrets, and there is secrets. And in Luke chapter 9, we learn about some of the 9 and 10, we learn about some of the secret of God. That something happens in the cloud. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus sends out the 72. Jesus sends out the disciples. And He says to them, I'm sending you out now, and I want you to preach the kingdom, and I want you to heal people, and I want you to drive out demons. Happy days, guys. They went out, and they done this. They preached the kingdom, and they healed diseases. But they didn't cast out any demons. And then something happens in chapter 9, and then we move into chapter 10. And we get back to chapter 9. So they weren't able to do something. Jesus had told them they could do it. Maybe they hadn't got the confidence. Maybe they hadn't got the faith. Maybe they had a bad experience. I don't know. But in chapter 10, He sends them out again. And He says, now go out and preach the kingdom and heal diseases and cast out devils. And it says in this, in chapter 10, it says, they came back rejoicing, full of joy, saying, Lord, even the demons submitted to us in Your name. That was chapter 10. Back in chapter 9, that they had an experience with God, and they come down the mountain, and this man comes, he says, my son has a demon, and I begged your disciples to cast him out, but Jesus, they couldn't do it or wouldn't do it. So He sends them out to do it, they couldn't. A man comes and says, they couldn't do this, I begged them. And then in chapter 10, they come back rejoicing. Demons are even submitting to us. So what happened in the midst? What brought them from being able, that they weren't able to do something, to now coming back rejoicing, hey, we could do this. What happened in the midst of it? Here's what happened. It says about 8 days, Luke chapter 9, 28. About 8 days after this, Jesus said this. He took Peter, James, and John with Him, and He went up the mountain to pray. This the mountain stuff again. As He was praying, the appearance of His face changed. The face of Jesus changed. And His clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. They spoke about His departure, which was about to be brought to fulfillment at Jerusalem. You're hanging out with Moses and Elijah and Jesus talking about what was going to happen on the cross. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw His glory and the two men standing with Him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter jumped up and said, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for You, Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, and we will stay here in the shelters. Jesus said, no way. While He was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them all. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one what they had seen. When they came down after this experience, the man came and says, "Jesus, I asked your disciples to cast out the demon from my son, but they couldn't do it." Then a little bit on from that, he sends them on, and they came back saying, "Jesus, even demons rejoiced." When they were up in the cloud with Jesus, something happened and was imparted to them that they were now running around Jerusalem doing A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. They weren't able to do it. They had an encounter in the cloud with God. This was a degree of the glory of God imparted to them that caused them to be able to go down and say, "You send us out, Jesus, we'll do everything that you asked us to do." The Bible says this, that we are going from one degree of glory to the next. Something that you weren't able to do yesterday, you have an encounter with God in the cloud, his glory is imparted to you, you become a different person. You become a confident person. Not in a 1-2-3 step, but in an encounter with God. And he imparts something into your life and my life that causes us to bring another degree of the glory of God. They had such an encounter with God up on the mountain. And I love Peter. I used to be giving out about Peter when I read this. Peter says, "We're staying here." Don't you feel like that? Like, how do you move on from that worship? Like, when you have the prayer meeting, you go, maybe we call everyone up there, and we have church up in the little room up there. Because the glory of God and the presence of God comes, and you're like, "I just don't want to move out of this." And Peter was the same. Peter was, "Lord, I'm going to make a house for you, Moses. Elijah, you're going to get a two-bed." He was like, "We're staying." And Jesus, this is what it says, Peter didn't know what he was talking about. But I tell you what, he had such a desire to be in the presence of God that has to be honored. He wanted to inhabit the place where God was. But Jesus says, "Now you're after experiencing the glory. We're going down the mountain because there's a community that needs us. There's a boy that has a demon. And we're going to do the job on the devil." And they went down out of that place of glory, and they were able to do more than they could ever imagine or thought. They came back rejoicing. And I believe God wants to bring a new degree, another degree of his glory. The prophet's servant looked down and he says, "I see the cloud, it's getting bigger and bigger." And I want to tell you, the cloud is getting bigger. The glory cloud of God is getting bigger. It's getting bigger and bigger. He said it was like the fist of a man's hand, but he's seen it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Till the full reins of God comes down and the glory of God is manifested all over this place that we bring down into the community. The dangers will be, "Let us camp here." And if you ever hear me saying "let us camp," that's the time to throw me out of church. Because you'll always hear me saying there's a city that needs this. But God wants to bring you and I and us as a church to another level. Who wants to go to the mountain? He says to Moses, "Come up here, Moses. Come up to the mountain. I'm going to speak to you in the cloud. Steve Jobs gave us iCloud. God gave us the I Am cloud. The glory cloud." And he says to Moses, "Come up here. There's a place for you beside me. I want you to experience me in this cloud. I want you to experience my presence." And Jesus said the same to James, John, and Peter. "Come up to the mountain with me." And do you know what, guys? They had to go. They had to make a decision. I want to go. And then when they got up there, they experienced more than they could imagine or thought. And they came down with another degree of glory. So what can you not do that you would like to do? What could you not get rid of? Like, they couldn't get rid of this demon. But what can you not get rid of that you could say, "God, I want to experience another degree of glory so that I can overcome, that I can let go, that I can move on, that I can experience confidence in ministry, that I can experience you, Lord, in such a manner, Lord God." What can you not overcome that only something in the presence of God can cause you to overcome? What's paining you that you try to shift it all of the time? That you're like, Lord, I know if I just get into that place and you come down and you show me your glory, I'll move on to another place. I couldn't shift it yesterday, but one encounter with you, Lord, and it's game over, baby. So let's stand. And I want to call us as a people. To another level. I want to declare as the leader of this church that this church is going to its next place in God. That the cloud is getting bigger. The cloud is getting stronger. And that, Lord, we want to be a people of the cloud. We want to be a people of the presence of God. We want to be like Moses that carries the glory of God. It says in Corinthians, but we are not like Moses. That this glory doesn't fade away that we have. It goes from one degree of glory to another. So I call you up into this place. And whatever you need to say, I cloud today. I need to overcome, I cloud. I need wisdom, I cloud. I need to go to Him. And who knows what will appear up on that cloud. So like James and John and Peter, I want to call you out. I want to call you to step up. I want to say, guys, we go together. I want you to come up the front. I want you to stand here. I want you to say, Lord, here I am, just like Moses said. Here I am. And when God showed Moses what God needed to show Moses, his greatest response was, he bowed down and worshiped God. That should be the response when we see God. It's not like, look, isn't that person a great singer or a great preacher? If we're not calling you and causing you to respond to God, well, then we're doing something wrong. We don't want to call you to respond to a religion or to a framework of theology. We're calling you to the cloud where the King of Kings resides. We're calling you to Him who can only bring us from one degree of glory to the next. That we want to be a people that are full of the glory of God, that carry the glory of God, that people would say, look, will you just hide your face because there's something shining off of you. We want to be a people that, Lord, whatever we experience in that cloud, oh God, it would benefit the crowd. Whatever we experience up in the cloud, oh God, that we would be a blessing and a signpost to the crowd. That, Lord, when we experience what we experience in the cloud, oh God, that we would have the healing for the crowd, oh God. The deliverance for the crowd, the answer, the wisdom, the insights. Come on right in and move in. Remember what I'm calling you to. We're not going to stand and pray with you and ask God for things for you. We're inviting you into the cloud. I'm inviting you into a new degree of glory that's something that you hadn't got that God would give you today. And don't make the list, God, this is what I want. Just say, here I am, Lord, what do you want? I'm not putting my demands on you, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Just like Moses was, here I am, oh God. Just like James and Peter and John, here I am, oh God. Lord, we want to be people that experience your glory in a greater dimension than we have already, oh God. That, Lord, we want to be a people, oh God, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for the kingdom of God. We want to be a people of God that all the add-ons of God brings add-ons to other people's lives. And that, Lord, we need people to encounter you. We need people, oh God, we need you to come and to visit us. As I said, Lord, that the cloud enveloped them. And in that cloud, they heard the Father speak. Father, envelope us. Cover us. And Father, speak to us. Father, speak. We just lift up our hearts. We open our hearts to you, Lord. And we say, Father, speak. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I've come to the cloud. Here I am, O God. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Tell him. Tell him. We're not going to pray a prayer for you. We want you to tell him. We want him to tell you. We want you to tell him. And we want him to tell you that the Father would come. Lord, we responded. We responded to your word, O God. That, Lord, we want the cloud of God. We responded, Lord, to you. Lord, your word says that we draw near to you, and in a heartbeat you draw near to us. So he's here. He's drawn near. He's out there responding to us. He doesn't lie. He's here. He's there. He's right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I need wisdom, so I cloud right now. I need healing. I cloud right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, King of Kings. We worship you, King of Glory. We magnify your name, O God. Lord, when we ponder for a minute how gracious you are to us, O God. Lord, we can't help but worship, O God. We can't help, Lord, but bow down, Lord, and say, you're the great I am, O God. That you're magnificent, O God. That you're worthy of honor and worthy of praise, O God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even the trees, Lord, in the fields clap their hands in praise to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we get the privilege of worshiping the King of Glory, Lord God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.